Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got an hour of fun for you. Here's Blitz. All right, that was Blitz right there on Pogo City Radio. How you guys doing? I'm just hanging out. It's kind of hot, really fucking hot. Been unbelievably hot lately. Now, I was getting ready to go buy a new air conditioner for my bedroom because that shit, I thought it finally fucking went. It just was not making the room cool enough. 2 days, I'm in there dying. And then I realized that I had it on high fan instead of high cool for the past 2 days. And that's why my room wasn't getting any colder. But yes. So now I'm up in Pogo HQ, which is, you know, the man cave attic of my house. And it gets hot as fuck. And we do have a sizable air conditioner up here, but it's a big room and it is a fucking attic, right? So it's all rigged up. And if you sit in the main part, like if you guys see me posting videos, like playing fucking bass and shit like that, if you're over there, it's cooler. But if you sit where I sit by all the computer monitors, behind a wall of computer monitors.
I may have f***ed up here.
And the mixers and all that under the lights, it gets hot as shit. So I set myself up a nice little station in front of the big screen TV, which also has the computer. And since I have like the wireless keyboards and shit, I just ran everything out here. And I'm sitting right next to the air conditioner, which has a oscillating fan, which is in a standstill right now, pointed directly at me in front of it, blowing cool air right onto me. So I can actually do Pogo City Radio and not die of a heat stroke. But yes, actually my daughter, she kind of saved somebody from having a heat stroke last weekend. One of the old neighbors found her passed out in the fucking grass next to a lawnmower. Yeah, lucky my daughter saw her. Yeah, told her she was like Wonder Woman, you know what I mean, because she saved her, you know what I mean. But yeah, we're gonna get to some more punk rock, because even though I got a nice little cool setup, cool as in temperature, I still can't make it that long. I don't think I can make it that long. Nor can I talk today, really. So let's get to some Black Flag. Here's Louie.
We gotta go.
Dez and Black Flag right there. All right, all right. Now, I'm seeing in the live feed here, apparently Renee says that Rachel from the Drew Getz just said that her husband, Pat, is in the hospital. Pat from Battalion and Violent Society. Don't know why, but hope he feels better soon. Besides all that, there's just a bunch of oys in here. Hey, as long as there's comments, that's good. All we got is oi, 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 Renee, oi, Joe, oi, David, oi, Andrew. I wrote back, oi, oi. So it kind of makes me want to hear the Cockney Rejects. So here they are with oi, oi, oi. Cockney Rejects right there. I'm totally digging this new setup. It would not be optimal when there are a lot of people here, but this is definitely sweet for when I'm chilling by myself. So it's I'm going to have a bunch of people here tomorrow, so I'm going to have to set it back up the normal way. And I like this kind of the table. Keyboards are a little low for my liking, but I got one of the speakers. I have all these old PA speakers up here that I use as like tables. I have one of them that I have the mice on, if you will, because I don't use the keyboard as much. But yes, what the fuck was I going to play? I had something lined up. I don't know. I'm over back in that live thread, and David's got some ideas of how to make it cooler in here. Something with a blanket, basically like some kind of tent fort type thing. But Renee's saying it's really skanky, and she would never be in the fort with the Pogo crew. But I got news for you, Renee. If you've ever been in Pogo HQ, You're pretty fucking skanky. That's all I'm saying. That's all. The skank kind of just rubs off. In fact, if you've ever listened to Pogo City Radio, you're pretty fucking skanky. And here are the Drugettes up next. No apologies. And you will get no apologies from Pogo City Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The Drugettes on Pogo City Radio. And yes, Rachel being the bass player in that band. And we were saying Pat in the hospital with something. Now they posted it on Facebook so I can say it. And Renee told me to say it, so I don't want to get any shit. But yes, so Pat not feeling well. Here's one of his other bands, one of his bands that was out while I was in high school. Here's Cranked Up with All Fucked Up. Cranked Up right there with All Fucked Up. Hope you guys liked that one. Sorry for the sound. I know the sound's all fucked up today. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But anyway, let's keep these tracks rolling to see if I got this worked out right. Now, I see it, black derby jacket on my screen. But to me, it will always be brown derby jacket. Here's Rancid up next. Let's get to a twofer from Rancid. Here's Tim on vocals with Poison. Rancid on Pogo City Radio. Now, I've been going through because, like, Facebook sucks now. And I've been going through and I've realized, like, you know, like, I have videos. Like, the only copies of, like, videos of my kids' birthdays or even being born are just, like, on Facebook. Like, if they were in the cloud, like, the cloud has changed and now you have to pay for it and I don't. And or their old cell phones. So I was like, fuck. And I went and I bought, like, an external hard drive. So I started saving the thousands and thousands of files, pictures, and videos that I have on Facebook to an external hard drive. And Facebook doesn't really let you save the videos, so you kind of, there's like a trick to it. You kind of got to, like, rip it off from them because they own all the rights to your videos and shit once you post them. But I know how to steal them shits back. So I stole them shits back and I put a bunch of the videos up on YouTube because some of the things were things that, like, I recorded live on Facebook and then, like, you can't upload to another platform. Like, it just, Facebook doesn't let you save. But since I downloaded them to my computer and everything, I re-uploaded them to YouTube and there's a bunch of new videos on the YouTube channel. You guys should check out videos from the 30-year anniversary of the Bouncing Souls. I put up one from Moose Knuckle at We Are the Punks 3, one from No Heads at We Are the Punks 3. I put up the Drew Getz at the holiday party from, at first I said 2019, but it had to be 2018, so I retitled the video, but at the Meat Locker, that's a good show. And I didn't put this up on YouTube or anything like that, but I did download it to the hard drive. I have a version of one of Battalion Zoska's first shows where they cover Submachine. They cover Submachine, and Mike was in the crowd, and Pat called him up there and had them two singing this next song. So here's the original version. Here's Submachine with Beer Song. Submachine coming out of Pittsburgh right there. They're actually allowed to be Steelers fans, but never trust any Steelers fans from New Jersey. Never trust any Steelers fans from New Jersey. They're traitors. They're traitors, really. That's what they are. And if you think about it, especially the Steelers fans that I know from New Jersey, they're all like, I hate to say it, pushing 50. But yes, that makes them bandwagoner fans. That's what that means. Because if you think about that, when they were growing up, right? So if they are, let's roughly figure this group of people, or perhaps a group of musicians from New Jersey that are all Steelers fans. Now, if we give them an average age of 50, that means they were born in 1970, if my math is right. Yes, it is right. So at that time, the New York Giants, the local team, a bunch of scrubs, one of the worst teams in the NFL. And the Steelers were getting their bearings and all that on a ripoff play called the Franco Harris play. What the fuck is that called? The Immaculate Reception. Should be called the Immaculate Deception. But anyway, that ball definitely hit the ground. But anyway, so that's why all of Blank 77 is fucking Steelers fans, even though they live in the heart of North Jersey. Don't trust anyone from New Jersey that's a Steelers fan. Here's Blank 77 covering Submachine with Corruption up next on Pogo City Radio.
All aboard!
I'll tell you what's corruption. A bunch of kids from New Jersey being Steelers fans. But we'll play them twice on here anyway. Let's be honest. Most punk rockers aren't upstanding citizens anyway, so. Yes. Don't trust Blank 77 because they're from New Jersey and they are Steelers fans. Here they are covering the Dwarves. Drugstore up next. Blank 77 right there, coming off their split with Submachine. Yes, Submachine. Shooting Blanks was the Submachine side, and Blanks was He Who Cannot Play Bass. Now, Renee, very mad in the live chat, saying she's not 50. I know you're not 50, but the average age of your band is about 50, and for my slightly inebriated math skills, we were going to keep it at decades, like zeros, to make the math as easy as possible. All I'm saying. But yes, at least you're pushing 50 and still rocking. She's 23. She's 23. Renee is 23. Renee is almost a decade younger than me. I just remembered I'm going to see her again. So I guess Renee is a decade younger than me. But yeah, let's keep the tracks rolling. But before we do, got to remind you guys about this musical protest against animal abuse, for animal abuse. The way you would phrase it, that they don't want animal abuse. I don't know. The wording of the flyer is very confusing to me. But yes, they don't want animal abuse, and they're protesting animal abuse. That's how it is. And the OC Rippers and Side Pocket Louie, plus a couple others, are, I don't have the flyer in front of me, sorry. They're all playing this weekend in Lenoka, New Jersey, at, I was going to say Hebrew National Park, but I feel like it's not named after a hot dog company. So we are going to find the flyer while this song plays, and I will read it to you. And also, you can see it in the About section of this podcast and the few previous podcasts, as well as on our Facebook and MeWe. But yeah, let's get to... I want to play The Criminals. I'm going to play The Criminals covering Against All Authority with All Fall Down. The Criminals right there on Pogo City Radio. But yes, I did manage to find the Facebook invite for a musical protest to animal abuse, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, William Hebrew Park, not Hebrew National Park, William Hebrew Park, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, with Useless, OC Rippers, and Side Pocket Louie, trying to make a difference against animal abuse. So get ready for some beer, barbecue, and live music. What's better than that? Bring your own food and beer. The music will be provided. $5 suggested donation, and funds collected are being donated to a local animal rescue. So this is the first show we know going on around here, and it is in William Hebrew Park, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, with Useless, the OC Rippers, and Side Pocket Louie. Now I'm going to jump over to Bandcamp real quick, and I want to play that OC Ripper song that we play on here because I like it a lot. They have other good songs too, but I really like this one, so I play this one. And I'm just stalling while I bring it up because Bandcamp is a pain in the ass, to be honest. It can be. But yeah, searching for the OC Rippers. You guys should do the same thing. Go to bandcamp.com and search the OC Rippers and get a hold of their 6-track demo. Only 12 minutes. Get it from ocrippers.bandcamp.com. That's pretty simple. ocrippers.bandcamp.com. Here they are with Never Coming Down. OC Rippers coming out of New Jersey. Catch them this Saturday at that musical protest to animal abuse. Now, like I said, I told you guys, check out that YouTube. Got a bunch of new videos on there. And hit us up on MeWe because it's way more fun than Facebook. But we're still on Facebook too, so like that shit anyway. You know what I mean? Still go like that shit. And the Instagram, and anything else related to Pogo City whatsoever. Like it, and share it, and follow it, and, like, have sex with it. Where's Cunningham? You got to ask her that one, my man. Got to ask her that one. She, I assume she'll be here tomorrow. I do not know. But, yes, we are, I believe, having some type of Pogo tomorrow. So, I cannot talk. I don't know what is up with me. Is it 2 o'clock? I wasn't sure if it was 2 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Everything's still kind of just one long Saturday for me. And I'm definitely tongue-tied. Definitely tongue-tied today. But yeah, we're going to get to some more punk rock. Like I said, go hit up the Facebook, Instagram, MeWe. Find out more about the show. Go check out all the archives and shit like that over at PogoCity.stream, and if you missed any part of this live show, it'll be available at PogoCity.stream in a few moments after the show. When I can't find something to play, we gotta play something simple, you know what I'm saying? And then my computer fucks up, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get a nice, easy segue into Johnny Thunders, and then my computer's gotta take a shit. Isn't that just how it goes? That's why you should give Pogo City Radio money. You should give Pogo City Radio money because we are born to lose and none of our computer equipment works properly. Here's Johnny Thunders coming off the legendary album Like a Motherfucker with Born to Lose.
Yeah.
Johnny Thunders and his Heartbreakers, Pogo City Radio. Yes, yes, yes. All right, I am out of breath. There's too many stairs in Pogo HQ. And I don't have any more water bottles in the fridge up here. And fucking, I was thirsty and feeling dehydrated and just had to sprint up and down several flights of stairs and then talk with no songs queued up. And no air in my lungs. But yes, let's get to some, I don't fucking know. What the fuck do you guys want to hear? I ain't got nothing to play, guys. I ain't got nothing to play. I ain't got nothing to say. I always got something to say. I always got something to say. Let's get to some leftover crack. Don't you know there ain't no such thing as leftover crack? I want to get to the, if I can find it. Where's the original version? Fucking A. God damn it. Do they real? You sons of bitches. I want the 7-inch version of Rock the 40 Ounce from Jesus Has a Place for Me, but I guess we'll have to make do with the Fuck World Trade version. Here's Rock the 40 Ounce Leftover Crack.
Yeah, it is.
Then I'm Dead. All right, that was Leftover Crack right there with Rock the 40 Ounce. Now, the reason why we don't have, like, anything to talk about is because, like, Corona, you know, still has everything semi-shut down. We're getting our first show. Not me. It's not a pogo show, but it's kind of far from me, too. But, yeah, so some things are coming back, but normally, that's what we'd be talking about. We'd be talking about these upcoming shows and where we're going to be and see you there and buy us booze and blow us. But now we can't. But I'm curious, though. Like, I feel like, and I also know a few awesome bands who, since they can't play shows, shouldn't they be, like, writing new music, possibly recording new music, and then, like, you know, anytime soon have a bunch of new tracks for us, and then as soon as Corona's over, have a bunch of new songs and new set lists and new 7-inches. I know some people that got some new 7-inches coming out. You guys can now pre-order the fucking the Despised New Jersey and Diamond Dog split. I can't think of what it's called. From the Shore to the Valley. So go get that 7-inch. I know the Diamond Dogs got their own DIY 7-inch they're also putting out that I believe has 3 tracks. So look out for that. And where all you other musicians at? I feel like since you guys weren't playing, you should be writing. And I feel like that's what you would have been doing. So get those tracks. Get those tracks recorded and send them over to us. And we'll have to do another listener's pogo. So get those tracks ready, and why don't you guys get ready for some Minor Threat with I Don't Want to Hear It. But we do want to hear your new tracks. I feel like I'm sending mixed messages. But yeah, here's Minor Threat with I Don't Want to Hear It. Now, I'm not just saying this to be funny, right? But it's goddamn true. I love getting fucked up to that band. Like, I hear that song, and I want to throw bottles through walls and, like, just, like, pogo till my head hits the fucking ceiling. Fucking straight edge motherfuckers, man. Straight edge motherfuckers. They give you some angry fucking music. Angry music. We can't do drugs or drink! But yes, definitely good music to party to still. Nonetheless, at least Minor Threat, because I don't really know any other straight edge bands. I don't understand that stuff. But here are the Yellow Stitches, because I fucking love these guys. They're definitely not straight edge. Here's Tale of a Fat Fucking Retard. I'm not fat, by the way. We'll be right back. Yellow Stitches right there. Hope you guys like that one. I love that one. I can play it four more times if you want. They have other awesome songs too, but that one just kicks ass. But yes, love the Yellow Stitches. Wrong Place, Wrong Time. The track, Yellow Stitches. Good fucking band. Good fucking band. Now I'm over in that live chat and I see Muggsy says theirs is currently being pressed. So I guess that means Sinbin, you guys putting out a actual vinyl record, like pressed like 7-inch or CD we talking, Muggsy? But regardless, Sinbin got some new music coming out of the valley soon. And like I said, go over to that that Poor Man Inc. Bandcamp and order that Diamond Dogs Despised NJ 7-inch. That is either, I know they have the records. I don't know if they're mailing them out yet, but I know they received the physical records, so you should have yours any day if you order it. And look out for that Sin Bin release as well. Let's get to another DC band. We played Minor Threat just a minute ago. Let's get to Bad Brains with Eye Against Eye. In a quest for the test, you're feeling a team, and everybody's always on it just to see yourself. But I'm happy I'm mad, that you're just on bed. Never stand, I open empty, anyone else. Tell me your why, but you have to lie, trying to make me up confused about the USA. When the fact of my mind, that you just don't hear, to comprehend or overstand a single word. I say, mother, whatever, go against I. That was Bad Brains right there on Pogo. We're going to head to Philly and catch up with them. Mod Rockers in Duffy's Cut. Here's Doomsday. Say Duffy's Cut, Pogo City Radio. Hope you guys enjoyed this show, but I'm getting the fuck out of here. I actually was at fucking Hobby Lobby because, like I said, I bought a ton of those fucking photo tiles, and they're real cool, but they definitely do not stick to the wall with the amount of adhesive they give you, so you need to go get more. And that's what I was doing, and my kids were like, get water balloons! But, like, I only like to get these new water balloons where they have, like, a straw on them, and they all get filled up at one time because it's, like, and then they tie themselves, like, it seals. It's fucking awesome. It's awesome, and it's still fucking dirt cheap, but I can't find them this year. So I did see this, like, Mr. Potato Head, hot potato thing with, like, a timer on it, and you put one water balloon in it at a time, and then you play hot potato, and then it, like, explodes when the timer goes off. So I'm going to go fuck around with that shit because it's, like, 9,000 degrees outside, and it's, like, 8,995 degrees in this attic. So I don't know. I'm pretty much just going to die wherever I go, but hope you like the show. Go over to pogocity.stream. Look out for a new live episode and podcast tomorrow, that being Friday. If you missed any part, goddamn, if you missed any part of this live show, it will be available at pogocity.stream in a few short moments. Yes. And yeah, go fuck yourself. Here's Eddie and the Hot Rods. You son of bitches. Gotta ruin the end of my goddamn show with this fucking, like, silent intro bullshit. I guess they're doing anything they want to do. Eddie and the Hot Rods. See you later. See ya.